Hey everybody, good morning. My name is Danny Popper. I'm a program manager with Office 365 Information Protection. And yeah.
My name is Bingyan Chen. I'm also a program manager on the same team.
Okay. So a few months ago, I'm dropping my kids off at my in-laws. Grandparents were taking the kids for the day. And there's a family friend who's staying there. And you work for Microsoft. Oh, I have a thing that just happened. And she tells me the story. She has a small business, and somebody had phished her credentials into her email and started forwarding all mail from her bank officer to their own account and deleting it from her mailbox. And she lost some tremendous amount of money that way. And she's like, what do I do to fix it? Like, how can this happen? So I set her up. We turned on two-factor auth. We took some steps to mitigate. But it's really a common problem. We hear this all the time. We hear it from small businesses, from large enterprises, getting phished with a CFO and transferring, money orders. We get it from all sorts of places. And we have to figure a way to protect ourselves. So what we've done is we have built in a lot of those capabilities into Office 365 to be able to protect you from all sorts of attacks and risks like this, and show you alerts and insights that can help you really own your data and make sure that you are secure and compliant. There we go. Okay, so why are we here? So I mentioned there's a big security risk with all the data, right? You have intellectual property, you have customer data that you need to keep confidential, and there are compliance requirements around data, whether you need to keep it and make sure it doesn't get deleted, whether you need to make sure that you have it for audits, different, if you healthcare, financial, all sorts of data. And the threat surface is just getting larger, right? We need productivity nowadays. We have the cloud services, but you don't own the machines anymore. You don't have, the traditional tools that you've been using to do all of these compliance and security mitigations haven't in the past necessarily worked in the cloud. We have vendors, we have external partners, we have malicious insiders. Think of through all the hacks that you've heard of from Sony and the NSA and Target and all these things. The threat surface is huge. So what do we do? So the core place where we start approaching this is from auditing across Office 365. It's unified, we pull the signals from everywhere, it's integrated, those signals talk to each other to create relationships, and it's intelligent. We pull out the insights that you need so that you aren't getting deluged with all this raw information. And that's what we're going to show you here today. Just to give you a sense of what it is, in the auditing platform today, we have over 4,000 different events that happen that we track, 100,000 searches daily. A billion events are collected, and that number is just going up. When I first started writing the slide, it was somewhere in the 800 to 900 million a day. It's increasing really fast. We're on by default for E3 and E5 as of this morning. We're hooked up to a whole bunch of different Office 365 services, and it's a huge scale, and there's so much data. So what do we do with that? We have this platform that collects all the data. We have an API that we use to we have a whole bunch of third-party partners who consume this data into their own solutions. So if you have a SIM or a CASB solution, they're integrated with these signals as well. I just gave a session earlier this morning. You could look it up about what Microsoft IT built off of this API and some really cool Power BI integrations to detect business impact, and they've done a lot of great stuff for that. But what we're going to talk about today is the intelligence. We've built this intelligence platform on top of all that raw signal so that we can go from this deluge of information, millions and millions of records in our larger tenants every single day, and we can pull out the signal that you need to be compliant and to be secure. So the first thing that I'm going to do is switch over and show you what can go wrong. So here we go. So right now, what I mentioned before is inbox rules. Even though my friend who was hit was not in Office, but you can still do mail forwarding in Office 365, obviously. So I come in here, I'm going to set up an inbox rule. I'm going to say if the message was, you know, any message, if it's, you know, money order. Okay, I'm going to set it up. And then I am going to forward it to my own email account. So forward the message to, oh, over here, dpopper at Microsoft. So I actually am capturing all money order emails from this test account. The next thing that we see is, you know, we call elevation of privilege. These are all the permission roles that you have in Exchange, but I'm going to come in, I want to get access to somebody's mailbox. I don't want to just get mail forwarded to me. I want to be able to read every email that comes through into that mailbox. So I can go into one of these super groups that actually have access to mail, and I can go ahead and add myself. This is what an attacker typically does. Once they get access in the phished account, they come in and give themselves persistent access. Make any larger, sure. How's that? Okay. Here we go. So I'll find a user who's not in the group already here. I'm going to add a regular admin into the group of people who are allowed to actually read other people's mailboxes. And then the last thing I'm going to do on the in the compliance area is I'm going to take all these documents in this library, and I'm just going to delete them, which, you know, I can create obvious problems if people come in ahead and decide to delete all your documents. Okay, so that's part one. We're going to give it 2 minutes, and it's going to come through, but we're going to show you what it looks like. Okay. So coming back here. So how do we go ahead and how does the system work? So what we do is we're collecting these signals from all the different workloads. So this is what we're talking about in the platform first. So you can see what happens. Data comes in to us from across the Office 365 services. Right now we have SharePoint, OneDrive for Business, Azure AD, which is how Office controls logins and directory. Security Compliance Center, Power BI, Exchange Online, and we'll talk about more in the roadmap towards the end. And then what we do is we send this data up to our Azure microservice. There are actually two different channels. The reason why we send the data up twice is that for something like auditing, 99% is useless. You need to make sure you capture every single event. So what we do is we have this fast channel to get you the data immediately, and we have a slow channel that's basically our data correction. And at the end of every day, we compare the two different channels and make sure that every single record actually made it through. But then here's really the secret sauce. The data comes through that's batched up from each workload, and then what we do is we put it into this shredder, and the shredder morphs the data from per workload into per tenant. So each organization has its own set of resources that are encrypted separately for each tenant. And then from there, we queue them up and we send them out to the Office 365 substrate. Has anybody here actually heard the buzzword of substrate before? No, okay. Basically, in Office in general, what we're moving towards is creating a rich identity layer, and that cuts across for all workloads so that all the different services inside of Office have access to this common repository per user to create all sorts of insight. So we actually are hooking into that as well. So we go into the substrate, and then on top of that substrate is where Security and Compliance Center You can do audit log search. We have reports, dashboards. We have PowerShell interface. And then that's where you actually end up seeing the data inside of our console. And that's how the audit platform works. What data do we have? I mentioned briefly the services, but in Exchange, we have admin and end user mailbox activity. In SharePoint and OneDrive, file activity, sharing activity, admin activity for security and compliance, logins, directory activity, and admin stuff in Power BI. So we have a really rich set of data that's inside of the platform already, we're just adding more as we go. There'll be even more services coming into this as well. So briefly, let's talk about the management activity API. So this is the portion that feeds off of the platform and gives you access to take the data out and do whatever you want with it. So the difference here is that we have the same audit platform, but at the bottom, you see that every tenant chooses to turn on the activity API if you want to. It pulls out from your per-tenant resources inside of Azure, and then it can get consumed. We have code up on GitHub for you to do it yourself if you just want to play around with the data. Microsoft has a couple of products that sit on top of this API, OMS and Cloud App Security. And we have a slew of partners. Basically, any SIM or CASB product that you have is integrated in here as well. 2 terabytes of data downloading every month, 300 plus apps are already downloading data. Here are some of the bigger ones that you can recognize. See if your SIM is up here. If not, you can ask me afterwards. The guys in bold are here at Ignite, and a lot of them are here in the room. So let's get some hand waves if you're one of these guys. Come on, I know you guys, okay. So look around you, but there are plenty of partners here. Take a look, check out their booths. And also MSIT, you missed the session already, but MSIT, Microsoft IT did a really cool integration that we showed off in a session earlier. And you can go check that video out as well. So then, we have all this data, really rich, really big. How do you get anything useful out of it, right? You know, if we think about at the Target hack, they had all the alerts in place, but they were getting hundreds of thousands of alerts a day, and you can't notice what is you actually need to do something about. So let's take a minute here and talk about how we do our alerts and how we focus it down better. So these are our built-in alerts. You don't need to go in and configure them and set them up or figure out how to do them. Compromised mailboxes, obviously a big area. Elevation of privilege or gaining admin access. So somebody grants themselves elevated access to a restricted role group, or if you somebody adds a new role into an existing role group, we'll be able to alert you for things like that. And then on the other side, we also have built-in alerts for anomalous usage, for things like if you're sharing files externally and it's a weird pattern that comes up, we'll send the alert. We'll detect for file deletions, file downloads, if somebody, it could be a person, it could be an org, if you know someone's about to leave the company and taking data with them. In one of the sessions earlier this week, I heard somebody say 60% of people who leave a company take some form of data with them. So if we'll detect those types of anomalies for you as well. So with that, let's flip back over and see the demo. And come back here onto 8. So here we are. This is Security and Compliance Center. You can see there have been a bunch of sessions about the dashboard and all the different types of insights that we surface. But if I come down here into alerts, then you'll see all the ones that we have here. There are some that are all the different system alerts that I just mentioned. Unusual volume of downloads or deletions, external sharing, compromised mailbox, elevation of privilege. All of these things are built in. You don't need to figure out how to do these, how to protect yourself. So let's flip over to view the alerts. And we'll see here, 7 minutes ago, I had an elevation of privilege when I added a new member to the role group. You can see over here, they have the compromised mailbox, and it, oh, right, zoom in, yes. There we go. So this is the one from 7 minutes ago. You see that I created a new inbox rule to forward mail out. There are all sorts of other mailbox compromises that we're adding in here for delegate access, e-discovery permissions to view. So basically any way that you can get to view somebody else's mail comes in here. And then any way that you have for getting admin access comes through that other system alert. And then if you come, and then if you look, let's refresh one more time and see if we had enough time. Okay, so we'll see here that this is an unusual volume of file deletion. You can see here that I deleted, that folder had 57 files. The baseline in this demo tenant was zero. But with the multiple of the event, we say, this is something that's a really big spike. Hey, you need to come in and take a look. And you know, we talk about remediation actions and investigations that come out of this. And then we have a bunch of different remediations. You can go ahead, you can restore documents, you can block users, and make sure that you are in control of your data in that way. And with that, that's the platform. That's the platform, the API, and the alert pieces. And Binyan's going to take it from there and do an actual investigation and show you, once these alerts come in, how do I go ahead and investigate, what tools and pivots do you have in order to get the right insight out of that. So let's come back to the slides. And advance. There you go.
Yeah. So security and compliance insights and alerts. Thanks for Danny for introducing and set the tone for the platform piece. Now let's talk about what we can build on top of this platform. Before we dive into the details, I want to ask a question. Why people want to care about the security and compliance insights and alerts? So how many of you have been to the Security and Compliance Center session, like 2 days ago or 3 days ago? Yeah, I see a few of them. So Microsoft has built so many great tools for you to manage your security and compliance. But we really haven't done a great job on giving you enough context about why and how and when you should use these tools and whether these tools are meeting your needs. So how many people here use any third-party solutions? And I have seen a lot of people actually build third-party solutions. Yeah, I see more of you are actually using third-party solutions. So with the third-party solutions, what do you get? It's transparency of your data. So the transparency of the data leads you to use your tools in the correct way. But the problem of it is your data and your tools are disconnected. So using the insights and alerts in Office 365 for security and compliance, we help you connect them together. So we'll have an integrated experience to guide you through. So what really insights and alerts are? They're the intelligent and integrated solution for security and compliance monitoring and investigation. This is how we think about security and compliance alerts in Office 365. So built on top of the Security and Compliance Center in the Security and Compliance Intelligence Platform. We have insights and alerts, and we think about them as an application within Office 365. And they're intelligent, they're integrated, and they're unified. The same theme across the platform, as well as for auditing. So your users are generating hundreds and thousands of data every day, or even more. And it's doubling every 18 months, as you've seen in the video at the beginning. So from that large amount of data, how are you going to identify the critical signals? Things like a user that is leaving your company just download 10 gigs of confidential information. Like Danny said, 60% of the compromise, 60% of the compromise happens that way, right? How are you going to identify that? We use our intelligence to help with that. And we have all your data. Your data is stored in Office 365. So we know you better than anyone else. We can do things like recommending a data loss prevention policy that is tailored for you because we have identified credit card number in your company. We learn and know your data and your industry. And don't be scared because only you will be able to see these insights. And the experience is inline, integrated, so you can get your insights and your action within just one click. And finally, we have this unified platform. We have data from the auditing platform, from all sorts of different sources. We have SharePoint data, we have Exchange data, we have OneDrive, and more workload that are onboarding into this platform. So we are able to bring insights and alerts without any silo. You will be able to manage your insights and alerts using these tools within the Security and Compliance Center for all different workloads without going into different tools and different portals. And this is really what is unique. So let me walk you through how insights and alerts are generated within the Office 365 system. So the first point I want to call out is we're not only using the auditing data. We have file classification, mail flow, threat intelligence. We integrate all these data into the same platform. And using the near real-time pipeline, we put data into the Security and Compliance Intelligence, which also known and are referred to as the Security Intelligence Graph. So in that platform, we do the aggregation for the insights and the policy evaluation to create the alerts. And the Security and Compliance Center is really the UX layer. We use our modern UX to display these insights and alerts so you are able to manage and view them. Now, let's take a look at what insights will be available in Security and Compliance Center. So there are three different types: dashboard widgets, reports, and pivoted insights. So I want to use a couple examples to walk you through so you can have a better understanding about what we are building. The first thing here, as you can see, is the data governance. So we hear from our customers that when they do import and the retention, they have problem of knowing their data. They don't know how long the data has been around, what types of data they have, how much data they have within the Office 365 environment. That's why we build these know your data, like data by type and data by age, widgets to help with that, to help you understand your data and do better data governance. And remember, this is the thing that only we can do because we store the data. And the other thing is the security investigation, which is also a really good example. So how many of you has gone to the ATP or threat intelligence session? Oh, even more. Great. So we have some similar concept here. Within a security incident, for example, if your company gets compromised through a malware attack from email, what do you want to investigate? You want to investigate and look into the entities. You want to look into the users that are infected, compromised, and you want to look at the email that this user gets where the malware comes in. And you want to look at the files that this user has access to, so you make sure there's nothing confidential or sensitive in there. That's why we built the pivoted insights. So we have this user summary, document summary, and email summary page to help you understand more about the details, the recent activities on these users and entities. So the last thing I want to showcase here is the reports. And the fact that we created a new way for you to view these reports. You can ping reports or insights as widget onto the home page. This brings you a personalized experience. So for example, if you are a security admin, you probably just want to look at the malware trends or the global threat catch rate, these type of widgets. While if you are a compliance admin, you want to look at the data governance. You want to look at what data you have. This really helps create a personalized experience. So now, let me walk you through one single example of the insights and show you how insights are generated from the security and compliance platform. For file activity, we get the file activity audit log and put it into the NRT pipeline and put these data into the data store. Within the platform, we do the aggregation so we can generate the trending data and store it in the platform. And finally, the security and the compliance center as the UX platform get this data through the REST API and show this data on the dashboard as widgets. So now let's take a closer look at what alerts are available in the security and the compliance center. We have some basic alerts, like what Danny demoed just now. We have elevation of privilege, compromised mailbox. These are really the built-in system default alerts that you get out of the box. And we have the intelligent alert examples like what Danny also showed, that's an unusual volume of file deletion, file sharing externally, and the file download. So also, you can create your own alerts. So what I really want to showcase here is the way that you create your own specific alert at your own interest. Looking at the screen on the right, this is a screenshot of the policy creation experience. I don't know whether you can see it clearly, so I can talk through it. So what are you really doing to create the alerting criteria is you set up the condition, and then you set up a threshold. It's that easy. So you specify the condition by picking the activity you want to be alerted on, and choose specific conditions, like when the user who performed action is your CEO, for example, or the file that is touched in the activity contains credit card number as sensitive information. And then what you do is set up the threshold. You have three different options. The first option is when anything that matches the rule comes up, you get an alert. This is the simplest one. Or you can choose to set up a threshold. So when the activity, the matched activity reaches a certain threshold within a specific time range you set up, you get an alert. And the most intelligent thing here we have created is the unusual volume. So you can choose to be alerted when unusual volume of matched activities occurs. So, but we help track what is usual. We do the baseline analysis in the back end, so we know what is usual. And when things go wrong, when the amount of activity exceeds a certain number, we file an alert. So this is really the new intelligence we have brought in into this platform. Yeah, and one of the things I also want to call out is we're also trying to rationalize the legacy alerting experience in the security and the compliance space. So you will be able to get one single experience for managing alerts in the security and the compliance center. So let me walk you through one specific alerting scenario to understand how these alerts are generated from the platform. I'm taking the unusual volume of external sharing as an example here. We use the file activity logs, the file classification data, and put them into the NRT pipeline as the same, and put it into the data store. Within the security and compliance intelligence platform, we do rule evaluations. We join the data based on document ID. We do the baseline analysis and comparison so we can determine whether the activity, the amount of the activity is usual or unusual. And finally, based on that, we give you a severity score to determine whether the alert should be triggered and how severe it is. And once the alert is generated, it's stored in the alert database. And at the same time, an alert notification email will be sent to your admin or the recipients you set in the alert settings. In the security and compliance center, as the front end, of course, will allow you to view and manage this alert. So now let me show you some real meat here. I need to log in here. So what I'm going to show you is really how insights and alerts can help with security investigation. And imagine something like a Sony attack happens to your company. So how is your company going to react to situations like that? So I'm going to tell you a story about Ali. She is a security admin in a large healthcare company. So one day, Ali receives an email in her mailbox. It says, "This a high severity alert has been triggered. It's about an unusual volume of external file sharing, and it says a user called Gopi in her company has shared 16 files that were externally in the past 5 minutes, which is really unusual. She hasn't set up any of these rules yet, because this is a system default policy. So she clicked on the investigate button to get more details about this. Now she's brought into the security and compliance center. Within the security and compliance center, she sees this alert detail view. Here, she is able to see the detail about this alert with some inline actions that she can take. But what she's really interested in is what activities Gopi has done that trigger this alert. So she clicks on the view activity list here. Now she is able to see a list of the audit logs that trigger this alert. From here, what she can do is she can log through the document and click on the document to understand more details about this document. She discovered that among these documents, most of these documents contain sensitive information. Like, for example, this company picnic Excel spreadsheet contains credit card numbers. And she looked through everything and figured out that most of these documents actually contain some type of these confidential information. So she realized this is potentially a malicious attack that's against her company's employees' personal information. To validate her theory, she looked into Gopi, the user who actually performed these actions. She clicked on Gopi's name. Now she is able to see the user summary page with information like recent logins, permissions he has, the policies that has been applied to this account, as well as some file activity trends. From here, what she discovered is Gopi, this user, has been logging in from Jilin, China, where he's supposed to be in Atlanta, Georgia, right with us. So she realized that Gopi's account is probably compromised. So at this point, what she can do is she can take some quick remediation actions to temporarily remediate problem. She can block Gopi's account. She can reset Gopi's password. But other than this, she really wants to know why and how all this happened. So what she does is she goes to the Threat Explorer. I have asked this question. Yeah, a lot of people have been to the advanced threat protection and the threat intelligence session. So you probably have seen some of these. So in the Threat Explorer, so what Ali found out is Gopi is actually one of the top targeted users here. So that probably explains that. But she wants to get more specific details about this. So she type in Gopi's name from here and click enter. Now she is able to see all the threats, all the malware that has been delivered to Gopi. So she found out that Gopi has been subject to a certain malware that's called SwapFacC, but she didn't really know what that is. What she can do from here is she can click on this and view more details with a description to understand what SwapFacC is as a malware family. She can view more details like the users that are affected and the technical details. She can download the documentation that is created by the Microsoft Threat Intelligence to know more about the summary, the details, the behaviors, and she can look at an overview of this email. So she understands what this threat looked like. What she can do from here is she can go to the content search to search emails that are similar to this and destroy these emails so her users are protected. But what she really wants to know from here is who is also infected from this attack. So what she can do is she removes Gopi from the search bar, use the filter to only look at malware family, which is SwapFatC, the same attack that has infected Gopi. And what she really is interested in is only the ones that are delivered to her users. So now she is able to see all the malware attacks that are associated with this malware called SwapFatC. From this email list, she is able to see all the mail activities that are related and what are the recipients. By clicking on these recipients, she can go through the information about these recipients and see the recent activity. So she can make sure these users haven't done similar actions that are malicious to figure out whether this user has been compromised and infected. One other thing she can do from here is she can click on this search audit log, and she can specify more granular details like file and photo activities. I want to also search about sharing access request, sharing and access request activities. And do a search from here. Now she is able to see all the file and the sharing activities this specific user has been doing. So at this point, Addy has got a pretty good understanding about this incident. She knows who are the victims, and what's the target, and what's the purpose of this. So what she can do from here is she can proactively protect her company from being further compromised by setting up some policies. So as an example, she can set up DLP policy to prevent further data loss. Or she can also create an advanced threat protection policy to prevent her to protect her company from being compromised in the future. This is just a part of the story. So from here, you can see how the insights and alerts has helped guiding Ali through the security investigation flow and to take the right actions at the right time. But even when things are going well and everything is all set up, Ali still wants to know what is happening in her organization, and whether these policies she set up are working as her expectation. So she used the report in the Security and Compliance Center to do that. In this dashboard, she's able to see a list of the reports that is related to the DLP and ATP policies she created. From here, she is able to click into a specific report, for example, this one called a DLP incident report. What she can do is she can scope down the data to look at one specific policy or all the policies at the same time, or she can break down the data to compare the policy hits, the DLP incident, between different workloads, severity, or different data classifications. And what she can also do from here is she can use the filters to scope down the data that she is looking at. So I only want to look at Exchange and OneDrive data, and I'm not interested in low severity incidents. And now she is able to see the ones that are at her interest. But really cool thing I want to showcase here is the ping to homepage capability. What she can do is she can ping these widgets onto the home page. So next time when she logs into the Security and Compliance Center, she will be able to see these reports within one single click. So this is how it looks like. So what this creates is really a personalized experience. And Ali now has her own version of a security admin dashboard. So this is actually the end of my demo. I'm going to switch back. But what I really want to tell from this demo is the fact that we are bringing insights and alerts. We're bringing transparency of the data. And we are connecting your data with your tools. We have created intelligent alerts to give you critical signals about your data. And we have unified insights to help you guide you through the investigation. And then, because everything is so integrated, you get tools, the actions, and the policies in line within the same experience, so you can use them at the right time. And finally, we use our personalized experience to create the dashboard that you need, so you can better monitor what is happening in your company. So let's talk about the roadmap. We're really following the theme of intelligence, integration, and the unification. For auditing, we're integrating more and more platforms, more and more workloads like Yammer, Skype for Business, and Sway. And for alerts, we're building more and more system default scenarios. And we're using more intelligent detections and algorithms to help you identify critical signals. And for insights, here you can see an example of a newly designed weekly Insight Digest email. What this does is it will aggregate the insights at your interest in the security and the compliance center and bring it to you as a weekly digest in your mailbox so you can get into these insights at a glance quickly without logging into security and compliance center every single time. In the partner ecosystem, built on top of the management activity API, we have these Microsoft products like Cloud App Security, Operations Management Suite, and the third-party partners. If you are interested, you can click on the link in this deck to look at the full list of all the partners that we have. Here are some of the related sessions that we have. So I know it's already fourth day into the event, so most of these has already happened, but I highly recommend you to go through some of these at your interest so you get a better understanding of the comprehensive vision of the security and the compliance space in Office 65. So now, it's the time for some questions. And we have some giveouts here. So the first couple of people who ask the question will get these. OK. So the guy over here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the question is, this guy actually logged into the Security and Compliance Center, and then she's asking when these things will be available. So they will be available within next few months, and the auditing is already there. Some of the reports are already there, but the alerting capability, some of the insights will come up within the next few months. Yep. Actually, so do you want to line up in after microphone over there? So yeah, please.
So from the data loss prevention, will you have a trigger where we mark some of the classified data and have them looked up in the security and compliance portal? So we have a lot of data loss prevention.
So I actually don't see where this sound come from.
Who's asking?
Over here. I see. I was looking at the person that's behind you. So okay. So you're asking about where you can see these classifications, right? What are the sensitive types that we can detect in the DLP?
Yes.
So in short, we have examples like credit card number, social security numbers, and the ABA routing numbers. So we have these classifications from different industries, from different regions. And to view a comprehensive list, you can probably see something from here or. But there is a documentation online, and you can search for data loss prevention in Office 65. That will give you a comprehensive list of all the sensitive information type that we have.
We have about 95, I think, templates in when you go ahead to create that you can either use canned or you can customize them. They're in the DLP page. Here it is.
So things like that. So
the customization you said that it can be customized anything. Do you think that policy compliant to the corporate, or you have only the set of classification?
So for DLP specific things, we recommend you to look at the DLP specific.
There was a session yesterday that went through a very deep dive of how you create custom DLP classifications. It's a pretty powerful session of a lot of detailed examples and actually walking through creating custom ones.
Yes. We do have a lot of customization capabilities in DLP policies, but I afraid in this specific session.
A lot of people are afraid, not just you.
I know. Thank you.
Do you have SharePoint search data available from the audit log? For example, I'd like to have an alert when someone searches for a keyword like confidential.
Is that data available? So that's not there right now. There are some privacy concerns that need to get addressed before we can turn that on.
It's
on the radar, but you know, we take privacy incredibly seriously. We actually have to go through some hoops to make sure we handle it properly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long do we keep this the data? For example, if I have set a policy over there and I want to look back like more than 2 months ago about specific reports or behavior, can I still get the data that far along back?
So that's where there's a bit of a fragmented answer. It sort of depends on which piece you're looking at. The report data, is there retention peer report data, or is it for
90 days?
The reports are also, okay, so actually, not as fragmented as I thought. Both the reports and the audit data are 90 days. We're looking to increase the audit raw data retention much bigger, much longer than that. But for right now, it's 90 days. For longer than that, you need to use the API to download it yourself. But maybe we can go to the back microphone, because they've been waiting. Sorry, folks.
We had an incident where the owner of a sensitive folder noticed that the permissions had changed, and suddenly a whole lot more people had permissions with the folder than previously. And we were able to use the Compliance Center to validate that none of the files had actually been accessed by anybody. But we couldn't find out how and when and who did the change on the folder. Does that exist at all, or were we just not looking in the right place?
That actually comes into an area of a differentiation that we make between auditing and forensics. So what we try to stay very focused on is on auditing of user intentional actions. So for example, you don't want to see a file access every time the search index crawler touches a file, because all you will see is every hour touching every single file. So for right now, we're really pretty focused on user auditing as opposed to system forensics. So if the change was done by a user, it will be there. If it happened from some background process, then it very well might not actually be in this log, and you'd have to work with SharePoint to get the raw logs.
Okay.
But for a specific investigation, you can go through support and we can look at the forensics level data.
question I have is on roles. Is there a specific security role, or do you have to have global admin? What roles do you have in order to have access to this? You can have separate teams in there.
So yes, we have the security admin and the compliance admin role coming up.
So it's not there now, it's just rolling out.
So
now,
the roles are actually created, it's not exposed yet.
Okay. Yeah.
But you can create custom roles from all the granular options. We're creating, you know, sort of Uber roles that are just like compliance admin, security admin, that have the granular data within them. But the actual granular roles are available right now, and you can go create your own custom mixes of those roles on your own.
Okay.
And the ones that make it, you know, sort of the simpler one-click pre-configured roles are the ones that are rolling out. In the back, Mike.
You showed us how you see an alert and you can either resolve or lock or whatnot. Yeah. Can that be scripted? Can I say everyone who's supposed to be in Seattle and they're logging in from Africa, they should be blocked?
So that's one of the things. So we will have capability to do IP address on the audit logs to create alerts. But for things like that, I believe it's going to be something more advanced. Is that right? Is that what you're looking for?
I cannot work on each user one by one.
Yeah.
If there are like hundreds of them,
yeah,
I want to just run a rule and have the rule take care of it.
Yeah, so we are looking into the capabilities like impossible travel, but we don't have any timelines about that yet.
The question is if you can use scripting for auto-resolving the alerts.
Right.
Blocking it.
Right. So it's not right. So it's
I see.
Can you script your own management of the alerts? Is the question.
Yes. So far we don't, because we are at our first version, but we are looking to integrate some of these into the Microsoft Graph. So from where you will be able to do that.
It's a private API right now. The REST API in that architecture diagram is still a private API, but we're looking to expose it through Microsoft Graph moving forward.
Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so someone had asked a question about being able to do keyword searches and lexicon searches, and right now you're researching if that will be something that you will build in because of privacy concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a time frame on when you all may have a decision on that?
We don't have a time frame that we can share on that, because it's not just an engineering question, it's also other concerns that go into it, so we don't really have a time frame, but we're working on it. That's all I can say. I'm sorry.
What plans are these things available in?
In a few months.
Which service plans?
Yeah.
We're not talking about licensing. Yeah, that's also, you know, it's TBD.
We haven't got a clear answer about where these insights and alerts will be available. So it will be available through the E SKUs, but I don't know really what TSA will be.
We're gonna, there will be some tiering. Some of the basic stuff will be available broadly. The intelligence stuff is still to be worked out.
Okay. Any more?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, did we give out the?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we did.
We did get out of it. And go get in front of the lines for lunch.
All right. Thank you.